the time is right for me to say goodbye.
Standing in the same room where she accepted the appointment 11 years ago, Columbus City School Superintendent Jean Harris told a supportive crowd at the King Arts Complex she intended to resign that position at the end of the school year. After 35 years in the Columbus City Schools as a teacher, a school principal, and superintendent, Harris says she's seen a lot of her plans bear fruit.
I wanted to ensure that the building program was on a firm foundation, and we've done that. 39 new or renovated schools. One of my goals was to improve academic performance for our students, and we're doing that. In 2004, we had 15 schools earning an A or a B. Today, our number is 28. Back in 2004, we set a benchmark to raise graduation rates, and we've done that too, moving 30 percentage points from 55 to 85% of our students graduating.
Noticeably absent from Harris's list were boosting attendance and improving test scores, statistics that could be called into question by an ongoing state investigation into alleged attendance rigging. In July, State Auditor Dave Yost announced he was launching an investigation into charges that district principals and administration officials improperly manipulated student data to improve attendance rates and raise building test scores, two key measures of a district's success tied to school funding. Speaking to reporters after the announcement, Harris said she's not ducking that investigation.
The state auditor has said that he will complete his investigation by January. I'll be here till July, and what I plan to do is to see this thing through. We don't know what the results are. We don't know that we have attendance rigging. We have a lot of data, but we don't know exactly what the results are.
Harris says she's proud of the partnerships the district has formed with businesses and the community during her tenure. In her announcement, she suggested that there may be a role for longtime supporter Mayor Mike Coleman, but she declined to provide more specifics.
What the mayor has said is that he is clear that this is a situation where everyone should be involved. The whole community should be involved. And again, we haven't had a transition like this in 12 years, and he wants to make that sure that he's involved in helping to take the district to the next level.
Mayor Coleman has announced a press conference for Friday morning to discuss the Columbus City Schools and other education issues. As the chair of the board's City Standing Committee, board member Mike Wiles has long advocated more involvement from City Hall, but he says he would oppose mayoral control of the district as in Cleveland or Kansas City.
Anytime you start adding layers of bureaucracy to an already bureaucratic system, it's just going to get more convoluted. And, the mayor has tons of other things on his plate. We have 120, 130 buildings. We have a $1.3 billion budget. We have 7,000 employees. I could just not see where it would benefit Columbus.
Wiles says he would support promoting a new superintendent from within the district.
My biggest thing has always been to promote from within. So if we have somebody in the district that meet the qualifications, his license and everything, I think that would be probably the best fit.
It's been a dozen years since the district has conducted a superintendent search, and none of the current board members have any experience with the process. School Board President Carol Perkins says in upcoming weeks, the board will make some key decisions.
Considering everything from possibly bringing on a search firm to, more importantly, what are the skill sets and experience that we want in our next superintendent. And we want to get community support and buy-in before the process starts.
In the meantime, Harris and school board members say they have a lot of ground to cover and a lot of plans to make before July rolls around.